won the title. Lynch wins the title. Lynch wins the title. Lynch wins the title.
Becky Lynch is the champion.
You're right. Becky Lynch is the champion.
She's a WWE wrestling champion and a best-selling author. Rebecca Quinn, the author, and Becky Lynch, the character?
It's also a character, but not a character, because it is me. And it's my art. It's the thing that I put my time and effort and obsession into.
That obsession has led to tremendous success through hard work and self-confidence.
When people believe in me, I'm good, but when people doubt me, I'm great, and that is true.
She is Becky Lynch, the man, now.
On the Pulse. Check it out.
Guys, welcome to another episode of The Pulse. You know what we do, bringing in people with amazing stories, doing fun things, sharing them with us. And I'm going to admit, I'm a little fanboying today. We've got, and I don't even know how to introduce you. You got a WWE superstar, but also on the road to like best-selling author.
Yeah, bestseller Bex.
Is that
Becky
that's we're going with now?
What do we like?
I mean, I think you get to roll with it.
Bestseller Becky?
I like Bex.
Bestseller Bex?
Bestseller Bex.
Yeah, Becky, right? Bestseller.
Let's speak it into existence.
Okay.
International bestseller and author of, should we hold these up? Becky Lynch, the man, not your average girl.
That's me.
That's you.
That's me, available wherever you buy books.
Becky Lynch, Rebecca Quinn, thank you for joining us on The Pulse.
No, thank you for having me.
Appreciate you doing this. I'm sitting there and I'm looking at the man and Becky Lynch, and that's how most people would know you.
Yeah.
But then the book is a lot about Rebecca Quinn.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how are you introducing yourself? Is this kind of a transition or?
Gosh, I suppose I am everything. You know, you know, it's a merger of Becky Lynch and Rebecca Quinn, because there's so much of Rebecca Quinn in Becky Lynch. And there's a little bit of Becky Lynch in Rebecca Quinn, you know, and so it marries. But really, Becky Lynch is Rebecca Quinn, but without any doubts about herself. And, you know, I talk about this and overcoming those demons in your head in the book. And so I would say that's the biggest difference.
Okay. So it's like Becky Lynch is Rebecca Quinn on 10.
Yes. Maybe on 11.
Just flexing on them.
Yeah.
Bestseller backs.
Yes, exactly.
Why do you want to do this? Because you're doing a whole lot, playing a character that is you. This is vulnerable. This is sharing stories.
Yeah, isn't that beautiful? I love that.
Yeah?
Yeah, I love it. Because, well, several things. Always wanted to write a biography. Mick Foley, favorite wrestler, he wrote a biography. I wanted to be the one to write my own. There was no ghostwriters, nothing like that. And then, man, I'm so curious about human nature and the human experience. And I love talking about it. I love talking about our vulnerabilities. Like, I want to know, when I talk to somebody, I want to know what makes them tick, what makes them scared, what are the reasons that people drive forward. And so I wanted to be honest with that, because I think when you're honest about the things that you're ashamed of, then that shame washes away and you leave room for something new and something beautiful.
You know what was interesting about that? And one of the things, and I guess any of us, and obviously I don't have millions of people watching me yet.
But we got a few out there.
Right. There's millions. When you put the character out there, when you're flexing and doing the kind of Becky Lynch, that's a character. Mm-hmm. So the stuff that people come at you with is about them. The things that people have, criticisms, applause, you get to keep that at arm's length. This is about you.
Yeah.
You know, so are you prepared for both all of the positive and encouragement, but also when you do this, there is response and backlash?
Yeah, so it's interesting because you say like the Becky Lynch is a character, but it's also a character, but not a character, because it is me. And it's my art, and it's my baby, and it's the thing that I put my time and effort and obsession into. So when people criticize that, yeah, okay, you can say it
stings
a character,
a little bit.
But it's also your heart and your soul and your art, and that stuff is personal. That okay. stuff is personal because it is your art. It is the thing that you take care to do. And so so the point is, I've got a lot of practice with dealing with it. but for real, like, negativity gets to me to a point.
Okay.
And I can dwell on it to a point. And then it's like this flip switches and it turns me into like overdrive, gives me a chip on my shoulder, extra confidence, like this little extra boost that I need. Because, and I said it in a promo, but it's really, I said it in a promo as Becky Lynch, but it really is Rebecca Quinn speaking. Because when people believe in me, I'm good. But when people doubt me, I'm great. And that is true. And that is that that's kind of been my mantra my whole life.
I was actually going to ask you that because that sounds like that's what this is.
Yes. Right?
So those promos.
That's not your average girl, you know?
So those promos really are just kind of pulled from you. That's
oh,
why
yes.
personal, emotional, all those kind of things.
Yeah, 100%. Like a lot of the time I'll just sit down and I'm like, what am I feeling? And there might be like one line and then I'll design a promo around that. But it really comes from what I'm feeling, what I want the audience to know about how I'm feeling, and then we go off to the races. I'm really good at it.
You're really good at it.
I'm pretty good at it. Yeah.
Okay. That's bestseller Bex talking.
Yeah, that's bestseller Bex.
We roll with that.
Yeah.
Why did you want... You mentioned ghostwriters.
Yeah.
You've done a journal for as long as you could write. That was something your family kind of instilled in you. But a lot of people who have reached your level of celebrity status and recognition, let somebody else write it. You go ahead, get the professional to go ahead and do this. You really wanted to write yours.
Yeah.
Why?
Several things. I like the control. and, you know, of because it's so personal, so deeply personal. And it's my words. And I wanted my words to be said in my way. And I think I have a certain humor and a vulnerability that I'm quite open with in this book that I don't think anybody else could capture in the way that I can. And also, I just like writing. I love writing. I love writing my promos. And I love a challenge. I love a challenge. And I didn't know how to do this. I didn't know how to write a book. So I took a year-long writing course in between being on the road, being a new mother, doing TV shows, and being on the road 52 weeks a year. I did a writing course so that I knew how to do this, so that I could write the best book that I could. And I'm so proud of it. I am so proud of it. Of all the work that I have done in my entire career, and I've had a great career, this is the thing I'm most proud of.
Is it really?
Yeah,
like,
really.
And you're doing another WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And this is the thing you're most proud
yeah.
of.
Yeah. Maybe I'll be most proud of this WrestleMania match, but currently I'm most proud of this.
You're up for a challenge in
I
pretty
love
much
a
every
challenge.
Circumstance.
Yes.
I mean this next statement with the highest level of respect.
Okay? Go. Ooh.
When you, no, it's not. It's
oh,
not,
well, we'll see.
But when you walked in the studio, because I've seen your matches, I've now seen different excerpts from the book. You're not very big.
I'm not very big. No,
yeah,
no.
And I don't mean
big.
That in a disrespectful way,
no.
But seeing you jumping off of ropes and cages and being hit and punching people, and you walked in, and I went, oh, she's tough. Like, she's, you're a little person.
I'm not too big. I'm a little slight, but but I pack a mean punch in this right hand. But I used to be a bit bigger, and then I had my daughter, and then I've spent most of my time running around and pretending to be a zombie. But look, it's about durability. And I kind of learned this when I was working with Ronda Rousey, that I can take an ass kicking really well and come back from it. But I probably learned that a little bit earlier than that. But I love this, man, and I like being tested, and I like my toughness being tested. And really, cause, you know, we're in Philadelphia. I often compare myself to Rocky Balboa, call myself Becky Balboa. And, you know, like when he says it's not about how hard you hit, it's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Like, I feel that. I feel that. It speaks to me, you know?
Were you, in going through the book, you had a bunch of steps to get to where you are. You weren't always this tough, were you?
No.
Yeah.
Well, like, I had this thing, like, this chip on my shoulder, maybe for most of my life, just this little thing where I wanted to be tough. And I don't know where that came from. Maybe having an older brother, maybe growing up watching wrestling. But I think I had a toughness about me. If nothing else, maybe a mental toughness, perhaps.
Okay. This book, in talking about all the things that you've overcome, the man and what have you, it's interesting because you've been a big part of kind of women's empowerment. The WWE, but perhaps now on a larger scale. Is that intentional? You wanted to be a part of this kind of movement?
Well, I just wanted to be treated equally, you know? And I didn't want there to be a cap on what I could do just because I was a woman. Yeah. It didn't make sense to me.
Okay.
Like, why can't I be the main event of WrestleMania? Oh, because I was that doesn't make sense. You know, so that was what I always wanted. I just wanted equality. I didn't want there to be a reason that I couldn't achieve my goals. Certainly not that reason being because of how I was born, you know? Like, mm-hmm. if it's because I didn't work hard enough or something like that, okay, I can accept that. That's on me. But if it's something that I didn't have a choice in, well, then no, you can't tell me that I can't be the main event of WrestleMania. You can't tell me that I can't be the biggest star in the company, because I can be, and I'll figure out a way to be the biggest star in the company. And so so kind of that's been my chip. And then when I was watching wrestling when I was younger, when I was a teenager, and I was seeing how the women were treated, and I was like, that's not what I want to do. I don't want to just be judged on how I look.
Right.
I want to be judged on my mind and what I can do and what I can bring and the heart and passion. Not just how I look and be relegated to a brand panties match or a mud wrestling match or a pillow fight in the middle of the ring. Like, I wanted the respect and admiration that the guys got. Yeah. That
was you got it.
And I got it.
I got it. And fought for it. I was looking at different quotes. Somebody said to you when you were going through training, move more like a girl.
Yeah, move like a girl. And I was like, what the hell does that mean? I'm a girl. I'm moving, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So there was things like that. And there was stuff like we couldn't punch, for example, or we couldn't use stairs or the poke. Clearly,
you passed on that one. Yeah. You just knocked the hell out of.
Yeah. But it was all these different regulations on what we could and couldn't do. And like, because the audience didn't want to see the women be violent. And I was like, what is this? So the audience, first of all, women are 50% of the population, you know. I think the audience will want to see us be athletes and tell stories, and don't put limitations on what the audience wants to see.
So then it has to be cool to have been a part of that then. Because
yes.
there were a handful of wrestlers, yourself being one of them, who in a lot of ways changed that. You know, it was women doing ladder matches now and women hitting with chairs and women, like, you're fighting. So it's got to, I guess, it would have to be cool to be able to look back now and say, I was a big part of that.
Yeah. I think so. Maybe like once I get past right now, I'm just like, let's go. Let's continue to do it. Let's continue to move forward. What else can we do? You know?
Yeah.
And so I'm still so in it that there's not much time for reflection, because, hell, I barely have time to sleep, let alone reflect on my great job.
Yeah,
but
you
also,
travel.
You know, it was a big group effort.
You did. And we want people to read the book. So we're not giving you all the details of the book. But one of the things that was interesting to me is one of your close friends is Fergal.
Yeah.
Finn Balor. Wrestlers. Your husband is Colby. Seth Rollins, yeah. To wrestlers in the book. Is that kind of like you're sharing things that people wouldn't get, or that's just how you refer to them? I feel like in looking through your book, I'm like, wow, I have no idea, based on watching TV, all the things that they actually do to live this life.
Yeah. Wait, what was the question?
Just, are you kind of giving an inside look, like behind the scenes, that people otherwise wouldn't experience?
Yeah. But I think that's why people want to read about, you know, because mm-hmm. we don't always give them access. So a little peek behind the curtain is sometimes fun, and I think the narration on all of those people, like the sections with Colby or Seth Rollins, they're mm-hmm. they're some of my favorite. And so, like, even that you know, that beginning part of the, oh, will they, won't they, all of that. And even just, like, the little threads before we became a couple with him in there, it's just fun. And it was fun to, like, go back and look at it and watch everything develop from a storytelling perspective, you know?
Yeah, this is interesting because your daughter is now...
Three.
Because like, she's still a new mom as you're going through
yeah,
this.
Yeah.
You glow when you talk about your husband.
Oh, he's the best.
Yeah?
He's the best.
You just mention his name and you're like, oh.
He's so great, man. He's wonderful. He's such a wonderful, kind person. And he's so ridiculously intelligent, but giving, and he looks after everybody, his family, his whole community. How much he gives back to wrestling. Like, you're talking about somebody who just got on the main roster and instantly started a wrestling school so that he could teach kids who wanted to do this how to do this in the best way possible. Mm-hmm. And he's at every monitor, sitting, watching, giving feedback, analyzing wrestling. Like, he's just got an amazing brain for it. And then he's this incredible father, and he's so good, and he's so patient, and he's always down to play, and he's just amazing. I cannot say enough good things about him. I'm so lucky that, you know, I get to live this life. I'm so lucky that this average girl got to come over, live her dreams, and then get this incredible husband. I'm like, I don't know, I must have done some great things in a past life.
We've talked about the book, Rebecca Quinn, some of it. Make sure you pick up the book, all places where books are available, for bestseller Bex. What's it mean to do WrestleMania in Philly?
Oh,
that,
man.
At the Link, where the Eagles play, 70, I guess for WrestleMania, was it 100,000? Like, how many seats?
There's going to be a lot of people. It feels pretty poetic, man, because I've always felt a kinship to this city with that mm-hmm. Becky Balboa. Yeah. Spirit, you know, like there's something about this place. There's I feel like everything that I talk about in this book, like this toughness, this overcoming the odds, I feel like that's also a Philly thing, you know what I mean? Like, there's a heart and a soul and a pulse to this city that's it's almost tangible, you know. You can feel it, you know. And That's special. So to be able to come here, fight this dominant champion, kind of after everything that I've done in my career, still coming in as the underdog, with the city of Philadelphia behind me, I feel like anything's possible.
You're embracing being one of us now?
Yeah.
You like that part?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, that part. We've got a book, best-selling book, WrestleMania, all these great things in your life. Is there a what's next, or you're still just living the moment?
Yeah, there's lots of what's next.
Okay. What's next?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
What?
Wouldn't I like to know?
We're breaking stuff.
Yeah. Well, there's many conversations to be had, and there's many avenues to travel down, but I kind of don't want to talk about them right now. My dad used to say that if you talk too much about your dreams, they get lost in the wind, and so... we don't want them to get lost in the wind.
Just
sometimes
live it.
We like to speak things into existence. Sometimes we like to hold them till they're ready. Till they're ready to fly.
All right.
Fly, eagles, fly.
I feel like that's about the point where we wrap. That's like a mic drop moment. There is one way we end the pulse with everybody. Like, the theme of this show is people using their voice for good. So when you hear the concept of use your voice for good, I think you kind of started talking about that. But what does that phrase mean to you?
Yeah, gosh. It's just putting positivity out in the world and the honesty, you know? But making a change wherever you can, see it, that it needs to happen. But I think it's laden with love, right? Like, it's whatever you love and dedicating yourself to that and moving forward with love. I think you can't really go wrong with that, can you?
Works for me. I appreciate you spending time with us on The Pulse.
Thanks for having me.
Bestseller Bex, Becky Lynch, Rebecca Quinn, it has been our pleasure. Thank you. Guys, thanks so much for listening to another episode of The Pulse with Bill Anderson podcast. Today with the man, WWE superstar and now best-selling author, Becky Lynch, on the road to WrestleMania, sharing some of the stories about her new book and generally just enjoying our conversation. I certainly did. I want to encourage you to hit like, subscribe, all those things you do so you get notifications every Monday when another episode of The Pulse comes out. You also can check out Fox Local. Download that app, and then all of the episodes we've done are right there at your fingertips. Of course, if you would like to reach out to me on social media, I'm at BillAFox29. I always love to hear from you. And I leave you today, as I always do, reminding you whenever you can to use your voice for good and have a good one.